What's going on, Tan and J-Man Show Nation? It is Monday night. It's September 7th, 2026. Happy Labor Day to everybody that's out there celebrating. Hopefully you got the day off and got to spend some time with friends and family over the weekend. I know here in Indiana, it was a nice little three-day weekend. To my right, we got Josh the J-Man Munt, who is a state to the west over in Illinois. How's your Labor Day weekend been, J-Man?
Pretty good. Nice and relaxing and beautiful weather, and can't ask for anything more.
Yes, sir. It's starting to last 2 days have been cooler.
Mm-hmm.
I think the heat's coming back, at least here in Indiana, a little bit during the week, and then back to cooler again by weekend. So
yeah, I mean, I don't think anything will beat what we had last week. It was just misery. You step outside, you couldn't breathe a lot of the time.
Yeah, Friday night in Ross-State Stadium was pretty miserable.
Oh, I bet.
I believe the second hottest game in Ross-State Stadium history.
And that was a night game, too. Yeah, that wasn't 2:30 kickoff or anything.
93 degrees at kickoff at 7 p.m.
That's brutal.
And yeah, it didn't get cooler. That was the problem. It just didn't get cooler.
Yeah, we spent some time outside in the pool on Friday night. And it was one of those nights where you're inside, get your sunglasses, come out, and they immediately fog up, kind of like you're in Florida or something. That's how bad it was.
Yeah. It reminds Florida, exactly. Yeah. So we stayed three quarters. That was enough. Shout out to my wife, who's also 24 weeks pregnant. You know, she survived three quarters. So
how many more games do you think she's got in her?
This weekend, October, May, I would say one, maybe both in October, but none in November. None in November.
Yeah.
None in November if she wasn't pregnant, probably.
Fair. It's cold. Yeah. Cause I was thinking when my wife was pregnant, your wife and my wife's due date were essentially the same.
Right.
I mean, yours is the 27th of December. Mine was the 24th. So essentially the same. And we went to an Illinois-Purdue game.
Well, that was hot.
It was hot that day, too. It wasn't what it was, you know, Friday. But it was, I want to say, late September.
I think it was late September. Last week of September, I think.
Yeah. And that was about too much. Too much for her. So, yeah.
It helps where our seats are. We don't get the sun as much.
That is
the press
nice.
Box.
Yeah.
But still, like Friday night when it's humid, it doesn't matter.
It's
just miserable.
Not a fun experience.
Just miserable. So, but, you know, we do a lot of shows, of course, podcasts. This is episode 511. But I think every year the NFL preview show is my favorite show we do on an annual basis because we get to talk about NFL and it means week one starting. But also we get to talk about meaningful college football too.
Yeah. I would say this is probably my favorite show, although my NFL team's going to stink.
You never know. You need that good
shot. Yeah. I mean, I'm 99.9999999% sure they're going to stink. So I haven't got into it as much, as I have in the past.
Well, your baseball team's still in the thick of things.
Yeah, I'm about to turn them off myself.
Yeah. I saw your tweet about an hour ago. You're a little fired up today.
Yeah. So. I was a little fired up today. Well, it's just one of those things. They win three in a row and then immediately lose two in a row. They blew an eighth inning lead today. The Brewers are the luckiest team in baseball every single year. So I was just anticipating it. But then Cubs are down two in the ninth inning. Brewers rob a homer that would have made it a one run game. The next batter, PCA, hits his 41st homer of the year. That would have tied it. We can talk about that at a different time. We don't have to talk baseball today, and I'm very okay with that if we don't. But not
much has changed, really, in the playoff picture.
No, not really. Cubs have been okay since our last,
second now, I see, in the wild card stuff.
Yeah, it's been kind of back and forth. They had a half-game lead. Phillies are up a half-game now, and it kind of went back and forth. So I'm anticipating that the rest of the year. But the thing that makes me mad is PCA, if he has five more steals, he will be the first player in Cubs history to go 40-40, only the sixth player in the history of baseball to go 40-40, and Cubs might not even play a home postseason game. That's how bad their bullpen especially has been. But anyway, I do have birdie bogey for you. It's college football related. You might have seen this on game day.
Only watch bits and pieces. I actually watch more of the Fox one, even though it was in Bloomington, because the ESPN just, they don't talk about the Big Ten. So
no, especially now they don't talk about the Big Ten. But not, I I only watched probably maybe 25 minutes of game day, but I just happened to see the trivia question. The trivia question was, there are only three head coaches in the AP era to win a national title in their first year as at a school.
Oh, my.
All you have to do is get two, because the third one was from 19, I want to say 48, and it was Michigan's coach. I'm going to try to say the name here real quick if I can pull it up on my phone.
So there's two of them. Okay.
Two, yeah, it was Michigan in 1948 or 9. It's kind of blurry. His name was Bernie Chesterbaum. Benny Chesterbaum. I can't really see. It's really blurry because I saw it real quick when I was at my dining room table and I zoomed in on the TV real quick to take a picture. But I do know the other two guys. But all you have to do is
think I got one in my head, but I'm going to think for the other one.
I should be mean and say, yeah, you also have to say the year, but I won't, because you have a commanding lead anyway. It's not going to matter. Birdie or Bogey is brought to you by Giretti's Place. Small town vibes, big time flavor. Giretti's Place serves up fresh breakfast and lunch favorites to keep you coming back for more. Located 703 Main Street in Rochester, Indiana. Also Arlington Public House.
Yes, and both posted some specials over the weekend.
Beautiful.
Arlington Public House had music bingo going on this past Thursday with half off margaritas and $3 tacos. So take advantage of that this upcoming Thursday. I don't know what the bingo will be. Look on their Facebook page. I mean, they've done music bingo. I think the week before was mixtape bingo. Mm. So, and then they have prime rib. The prime rib dinner was their special.
Yummy.
This weekend, which is, I know, a favorite of J-Man's. And Giretti's announced their September specials for the month. On Wednesdays, the shrimp Cajun Cobb salad will be their special every Wednesday in September. Their soups will be loaded baked potato and creamy chicken and dumpling. And then their specials Thursday through Saturday got the Irish pub burger, the codfish sandwich, and their soups every day, loaded baked potato. Thursday, chicken and wild rice. Friday, cactus chili. Saturday, broccoli cheddar.
I wonder what an Irish pub burger consists of, does it say?
It does. Let me bring it up here. I just closed out of it, but I got you. Let's see. That's Wednesdays. It'd help if I open Thursdays. It is a juicy burger topped with cheddar cheese, crispy bacon, and caramelized onions, then finished with a flavorful whiskey aioli.
Mm.
Served with a side of crispy French fries.
Beautiful.
Yep.
I'd go for that for sure.
You have to do an Irish jig while you eat it.
No, thank you. although I would.
Especially if you had a Guinness or two in you.
Yeah, there's not too many things I do an Irish jig for, but a burger is probably on the list, honestly. Yeah. So,
yeah. Burger, your favorite food? I think we've talked about this
before. I would say it's, I mean, I love so many different foods.
Yeah,
but like,
right.
I think if you were asking, like, what's your favorite meal? I think it's just like a burger and French fries. Like, it's simple. Yes. It can be delicious as heck.
Yep.
Pizza also probably on, and tacos. All three of those. I would say you could say that was bad pizza, but bad pizza is still pretty dang good as well.
Yeah, amen. Amen. Before we get into too much football talk, my dad had an idea for a new segment on the show, and I liked it. Of course, we're late in baseball season, so we'll have to keep this going next year once baseball season really cranks up again. But I'm going to give you an active player every week based on some statistics, and you have to guess who it is.
Oh, I like this a lot.
And this guy to date has 297 career homers and 23 stolen bases. Who is it?
23 stolen bases in his career?
In his career.
And 297
homers.
Seven homers. Say it's probably a catcher, maybe. 23 career steals is getting me, though, because that's a lot of homers for.
Yeah, right.
Not many steals. So I'd say he's probably a pretty chubby fella. Schwarber has more than 297 homers, although he probably has less than 23 steals. I got to go through my head. Carlos Stanton is way more than 297 homers. Same with Aaron Judge.
I bet Judge has more than 23.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Has more than 23 steals or not.
I would say Judge has more than 23 steals. I was mainly thinking of the homers thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he definitely.
Giancarlo could run back in the day, though. But, again, he has more than 297 homers. Shohei had a 40-40 season. I think he's one of the guys that had 40-40. 297. Freddie Freeman has more than 297 homers. Yordan Alvarez. I don't think he has 297. Give me the if I'm wrong, assuming I'm wrong, give me the division. I'll see if I can.
AL East.
AL East. Blue Jays. Vlad doesn't have 297, I don't think. Orioles don't really have a guy. Rays have a guy with 297 homers. Hey, at least it's going to make me mad when I hear it. Blue Jays. Who's on the Blue Jays? Who's on the Blue Jays? Give it to me. I got nothing.
Pete Alonso.
Oh, man. It ticks
Orioles.
Me off.
Like Orioles.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. I forgot about Pete. Yeah. I was thinking, like, Adley Rutschman's no longer there. He doesn't have that. Gunnar Henderson doesn't have 297. Man, that makes me mad. I should have got that. That's good. I like that segment, though.
I do, too. You can
just embarrass me further on trivia.
No, I bet you'll get more than you want when it comes to that.
I hope so. But that was a tough one. Pete Alonso, I just don't think of that guy now that he's not with the Mets.
Now the problem is I have to do more research every week. So thanks, Dan.
You can just find a random guy that's a fairly big name. And that is fun. I like that.
Yeah. I would have never got that.
Pete Alonso, I should have gotten
it. Wouldn't come to my head.
It should have been a guy that came to my head, but I'm surprised he has that many homers already. Although he did have a 50 homer season, like his rookie year or close to it, but dang.
Yep. But college football week one in the books. There wasn't a ton to talk about. There was a few surprises, but the headliner, the thing that's stealing the attention, which it should.
Emphasis on stealing.
Yes. Is the result of the Michigan Western Michigan game.
Yeah. That's the biggest screw job I think I've ever seen.
Awful.
It would help, and they gave no, they didn't even say that this was a possibility, but like in the NFL now, I think they have like the point, 5 seconds left or 0.3 point. If there's 0.7 seconds left, then okay, I can 1 second left. That's fine. But they didn't even give that in their statement at all. They just pretty much said, yeah, we have a secret clock that no one else has. It was, and of course the MAC is probably not going to contest it because they want Big Ten teams to continue to schedule them. Cause that's a big part of their payday.
And I heard today, when they came out with the statement, both Central Michigan and the MAC, they hadn't received the payday yet from Michigan.
Oh.
So you want to make sure you get that payday first before you say too much.
And also, MAC commissioners are probably not going to speak up because they want Big Ten jobs.
Exactly.
So they're just kind of screwed. And they got screwed. Sure, you got to stop a Hail Mary.
Yeah, you got to. There's no excuse for that.
Bryce Underwood was horrible the whole game. Again, I said it all last year, thoroughly unimpressed. I was even less impressed this year than I was last year.
He was awful.
It was a heck of a throw by
him. Oh, it was. He
launched
popped.
That thing 60 plus, and he got popped. 60 plus yards in the air, and he got popped. The game was over. Game was over. And what NFL, who's the guy that does the NFL?
Mike Pereira. There you go,
said that when in doubt, the NFL would always use what the TV thing was to prevent, conspiracy theories like this. So there's 0 seconds left. Very clearly 0 seconds left. Western Michigan won. Biggest win maybe in their program history.
Oh, absolutely biggest
win in their history. It was
I've been their second ranked win ever.
Yeah. Ripped out from under them. And Michigan can't stop cheating. I know it wasn't their fault. They didn't cheat.
I like their coach. I think he's a great guy.
I do too. He was pretty upset after the game too. Sharon Moore would have been out there, shirtless with "We won" sort of stuff. Oh, yeah. And Whittingham was like, there wasn't a lot of hooting and hollering in the locker room.
They got outplayed.
And
there was other calls the refs missed. Of course, Western Michigan just needed one more first down. They couldn't get it.
Yeah.
Or Michigan wouldn't have a chance. And like you said, at the end of the day, you have to bat the ball down. But like another thing that gets me is as consumers, we're paying more and more to watch sports on TV, whether it's streaming packages, cable, whatever. Mm-hmm. And you're telling me there's a secret clock we don't get to see on TV?
Yeah, that's not going to help. Yeah. And it's big, bad Michigan. If it was Northwestern, it would have been over. Game over.
Oh, yeah,
right. They probably wouldn't even reviewed it. Probably wouldn't even reviewed the time.
And you know, the refs are probably thinking, oh, get out of here. 111,000 here, people breathing down my neck. We'll give them one more play. What's going to happen? They're not going
to convert it. The chances they get this Hail Mary and score on it is probably below 1%. So we're probably going to be fine anyway. We'll keep both sides happy, essentially. And obviously – which at the time we're in our group chat, like, that's absolute bull crap that they gave them 1 second. Then, of course, what happened.
Yep.
But, it was the biggest screw job I've ever seen as far as clock goes, anyway.
It's definitely one of those games I'm glad I was watching live.
Yeah.
I watched a good majority of it because there just wasn't much on TV at that point Saturday night. So I watched a lot of it, and it was a good game.
Mm-hmm. Close game,
which we didn't see a lot. I don't
know if it was good, but it was close.
Correct. Close game. Thank you. We didn't see a lot of those on Saturday, so I had my attention. Of course, I'm rooting for Western Michigan. And, it will be a game. I'll never forget where I was to watch that ending. But
I watched right when Western Michigan got the ball back to try to seal it. That's when I started watching. And I'm glad I watched the rest of it. It made me mad. But I am glad I was able to watch it live and live it in real time.
I would say the other game, the best game of the weekend was probably the last game last night. Ole Miss walking off Louisville on the last second field goal. That game was pretty darn good.
Yeah, I did not watch a single second of that one. I watched a little bit of the Notre Dame Wisconsin game until Notre Dame started pulling away.
Yeah.
It happens every year with me with college football. I'm like, all right, I'm so pumped for college football, and then the matchups that happen week one are just trash. That he's like, I just can't watch this. Yeah. Can't watch this. It's boring.
Yeah.
But there are a handful of good ones. Clemson embarrassed themselves against LSU. Oh. Dabo's washed, man. He's absolutely washed.
It's probably time for a refresh for both sides.
Yeah. He hasn't wanted to play the game that is now college football, and it has caught up to him in a big way.
And the program hadn't been the same since Venables took the Oklahoma job.
100%. Yeah. I saw stats like before Venable, they were solid. With Venable, they had those national championships.
Oh, they were elite. Those defensive lines were stupid.
Yeah, were awesome. First round picks out of their butt. And he takes the Oklahoma job, and they haven't been the same since.
Right.
And now I think he's starting to get Oklahoma finally to a good spot again. Cause first couple years were kind of rough.
Yeah.
But
yeah, a lot of games it's hard to take a lot away from because of the matchups.
But, yeah.
There's a few guys I would not want to be right now. I would not want to be Greg Schiano.
that was probably the second biggest headline, maybe.
Horrendous, losing to a UMass team that went 0-12 last year, had been an FBS team since 2023. Eric Morris, Oklahoma State.
Yeah, that's a rough start. Brought all those guys from North Texas, gave them a ton of money, and they lose to Tulsa. They have not beaten an FBS opponent. In like they have the longest streak, it's like 21 games or something. I've beaten
I believe they play Oregon this week.
Yeah, they host Oregon.
Yeah.
There's a guy that for Oklahoma State, he goes to Oklahoma State. He did the same thing that Ohio's Tate did, where he puts like, if Ohio State loses this, I'll do this. And he did it for Tulsa. He has to spend 24 hours in a Raising Cane's. And each chicken strip takes off an hour, which that's
easy. Is Cane's even open 24 hours?
I don't think so.
I don't think it is.
Maybe it is in Oklahoma.
Maybe they know of one of those.
And then this week it was.
That's better than like Waffle House. Having to do a waffle every
Yeah, hour. Waffle fills up so quick. I can down 10 chicken strips, no problem.
Yeah.
That'll take 10 hours off, take an hour or two, do another however many. But this week it was, he'll run a mile for each point that Oregon beats them by.
Oh boy.
So he could be running more than a marathon easily.
I love guys that do. I think it's
I do too.
People don't put that much confidence in the team.
It makes way more sense for Ohio State to do it.
100%.
You might lose one State. Game and you might have to do it, but Oklahoma State, this guy could be doing it seven times this year or something like that. But
for most part, like you said, Notre Dame was contested for a half and then they blew the doors.
Yeah, I knew that was gonna
happen. Second half.
Yeah.
The separation their wide receivers were getting was just nasty. They're solid. They're solid. Indiana looked pretty good against North Texas.
Mm-hmm.
North Texas was trying to hang around for a little bit, but
they did
Indiana opened it in the fourth quarter. New quarterback looked pretty good. Wide receivers look good. The new wide receivers.
Yeah, they have a good receiving core.
Running back looked good. I mean, yeah, they took care of business. Elsewhere around the Big Ten.
Oregon and Boise State were probably
Boise State,
the Michigan game, kind of the game of the weekend.
Yeah, Boise held their own and more.
They did. Yeah.
Good on them. I feel good about them being my group of six pick for the college football playoff.
Good for Oregon. Yeah, good for Oregon scheduling them, too.
Yes.
Because teams don't like to schedule good group of five because you don't really it doesn't help you much. You lose. Nope. It's horrible. If you win, who cares?
Yep. Northwestern won kind of a close one in South Dakota State.
I didn't watch any of that one.
I watched a little bit. They did play in their little tiny stadium. So we're right. They're not playing their new one until October. So we were right about that. Not a whole lot else.
I mean I watched a quarter of Illinois. I didn't watch any of the Purdue game.
Purdue was not good for the first half.
That's what it looked like.
They came out in the third half like all right, we need to our chin straps.
That's a bad Indiana State team.
Yeah, it's not a good one at all.
What I saw of Illinois is their defensive line is going to get shredded by a lot of teams. So they're going to have to score 40 points a game to get
Hail Mary helped them going in the half.
It did, because they did not play very good in the first half either, it sounded like. But then they pulled away easily against a UAB team that I don't know if they're any good or not, but they hung in there.
Yep. So a lot better schedule for slate for week two.
Yep. Which that usually happens. Then it seems like week three, it kind of gets bad again, and then Big Ten play starts. So
I mean, there's two huge matchups in the Big Ten this week. National matchups, you got Oklahoma at Michigan, Ohio State at Texas.
Yeah.
Those are
Don't forget about Rutgers at Boston College.
Oh, boy. See Todd or Shiano or O'Brien?
Man. Yeah. Well, Shiano, for as good of a coach as he people think he is, he's like 10 games under 500 in his career. Well, so
if he does get fired eventually, watch for Brian Kelly.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it might be a good spot for him. Oh, yeah, it would have him in the Big Ten. It'd be entertaining.
Yeah.
Rutgers athletic program is kind of going in the crapper, though. It hasn't been good really ever. But
and you know, that's a market probably on the fan out there. They probably spent about 15 minutes talking about it on Friday. Then moved on to talk about the Jets and Giants third string quarterbacks or something. So
yeah, they wanted the New York market, but Rutgers isn't going to bring you that much. Yeah. So we'll see.
Nope. I do remember when we were in middle school and they were top five in the country.
Yeah, with Shiano, but that was 20 plus years ago now.
Two different conferences ago for Rutgers in the old Big East.
Yep, definitely.
But you want to pick some games?
Let's do it.
We're on Rutgers, and they play Friday night, I believe, at Boston College.
These are probably two of the bottom four teams in the Power Four, but I'm going to give it to the home team, Boston College, for six. I don't know much about them, but can't be any worse than what Rutgers did the other night.
Yeah, Boston College, a 3.5-point favorite. This is Friday night, 7:30 on ESPN2. I got Boston College for four. Wake Forest at Purdue. Wake Forest beat Akron Thursday night. Purdue beats Indiana State. Wake Forest is a 3.5-point favorite. This game's at noon on Fox Sports 1.
I don't know anything about Wake. Year to year, you don't really know about any team anymore.
Right.
But I know a little bit more about Purdue, and that's why I'm taking the home team. Give me Purdue for one.
I got Purdue for two. It's a big, big, big game. I hate saying that about 2 weeks, but it can make or break their season already. I know a little bit about Wake. Jake Dickert is their coach.
Yes.
Came from Washington State. They won 9 games last year. Gio Lopez, their quarterback, transferred from North Carolina.
Yeah.
He was there at the same time Ryan Brown was, even though Ryan Brown was a cup of coffee. He can really run, which will probably get Purdue some problems. But I'm taking Purdue. That might be my heart over my head. But
With Purdue, you win. It's like, all right, we beat a Power Four opponent for the first time in 3 years, and you lose, and it probably like here we go again sort of thing. So
because you go to UCLA the next week at 11 o'clock at night,
who looked good at Cal too.
Very good at Cal.
We'll see.
Number 18, Penn State, 23.5-point favorites at Temple.
Give me Penn State for 10.
I'm assuming this is actually at.
It's probably at Lincoln Financial, right? Lincoln
Financial.
There'll be more Penn State fans there than Temple.
Oh, yeah. I got Penn State for 12. I know nothing about Temple football anymore, but it doesn't matter.
No.
Number two, Oregon. We were just talking about this game. 22.5-point favorites at noon on ESPN on Saturday at Oklahoma State.
Give me Oregon for 14.
I got the Ducks for 13. I think they got their, and Boise State's a good team, so I think they kind of got their poor play out of the way, and I wouldn't want to be the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Another team I wouldn't want to be is Howard.
Oh, boy.
Plays at number 6 Indiana at noon on Big Ten Network. Guess the spread.
52.5.
55.5.
Man, that's almost 60 points.
I know.
Give me IU for 17.
I got the Hoosiers for 17 as well. Fox, big noon, number 10, Oklahoma at number 16, Michigan. The polls haven't been updated yet. Oklahoma's a 5.5-point favorite.
Yeah, maybe Michigan will be better. Maybe that was Michigan's, you know, scare, and they'll play better because they are at home. But give me Oklahoma for 9. I'm just basing it off of how they played against how Michigan played against
us. I like Mateer. I like Oklahoma's defense, coached by Venables, of course. But give me the Sooners for 3. Michigan pulls it out.
If you're scoring 7 points against 7 legitimate points against Western Michigan, I can't imagine it's going to be all that easy against Venables' Oklahoma D.
Michigan State doing what they normally do, playing a directional school in Eastern Michigan. Michigan State's a 17.5-point favorite. They had a tight one with Toledo.
They did, and
Fitzgerald got a win in Spartan
debut. Give me Michigan State for 12.
I got MSU for 11. They are 17.5-point favorites in that one. Maryland had no problem with Hampton. They are 12.5-point favorites at UConn.
Give me Maryland for 4.
I got Terps for 5. Interesting one here, and this point spread surprises me. Mississippi State is a 1.5-point favorite at Minnesota.
Yeah, I don't know.
On CBS.
I don't know anything about Mississippi State, but that's I don't know if it's an SEC bias sort of spread, and maybe they don't think
they beat Louisiana Monroe 62-13 week one.
Yeah, Minnesota handled Eastern Illinois, so similar-ish. Give me Minnesota for 5.
I got the Gophers for 6. I'm just surprised they're underdogs.
I am too. I would say Mississippi State's probably a bottom 2 SEC team per usual.
This game should be pretty good. 3:30 Fox Sports 1 on Saturday. Duke at Illinois, who is a 6.5-point favorite.
Duke's quarterback play is bad. It's very nice for Illinois that Mensah went to Miami because he was awesome against Stanford the other night. Duke does supposedly have a very, very good running back, so we'll see against Illinois' terrible tackling team. But give me Illinois for 3. I'm just giving them because they're at home.
Granted, if we could throw the ball as far as Miami's quarterback, we could have hit Tony on some of those.
Oh, yeah. He was awesome. Tony's probably the Heisman favorite at this point.
He did the pose.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little stupid to do it that, or he's going to blow out his knee or something.
I got the lineup for 8. I think it's a fairly close game, but they get it done. Utah State at number 17, Washington, who's a 26.5-point favorite. I'll tell you. The score did not indicate how close that Washington State game
was. Yeah, it was very close. I was not impressed with Washington's offense at all.
Defense looked good, of course. Yeah.
Give me Washington for 13.
I got the Huskies for 14. Bowling Green at Nebraska is a 28.5-point favorite. Who they played with their food with Ohio for
they
a while,
did.
But they pulled out in the fourth quarter.
Give me Nebraska for 11.
I got the Huskers for 9. You're San Diego State Aztecs because that's your representative for the group of 6 of the football playoff. They're at UCLA 7:15, Big Ten Network. UCLA's 12.5-point favorite.
Give me UCLA for 7.
I'm right there with you. Bruins for 7.
They might be looking ahead to Purdue the next week, though.
Yeah, I'm sure they're looking ahead to Purdue, yeah. Western Illinois at Wisconsin. No spread on this one.
Wisconsin for 15.
I got the Badgers for 15 as well. Iowa State at number 22, Iowa, who put up a ton of points.
Yeah, they did.
Northern Illinois. Iowa's 14.5-point favorite. This is the night game on NBC/Peacock.
One of Iowa's running backs who just transferred in sprained his ankle and will be out a few weeks. But Iowa, I didn't watch any of them, but the fact they scored 40 points is unheard of for them. Give me Iowa for 8.
I got Iowa for 10. Game of the weekend, number 1, Ohio State at number 5, Texas, who is a 1.5-point favorite, 7:30 on ABC.
This will be the J-Man's Book of Prediction of the Week. Give me Ohio State in that one for 2 confidence points. J-Man's Book of Prediction of the Week brought to you by Travis Watchering Insurance Agency for life, home, auto, business, renters, workers' comp, and farm insurance. Contact Travis 219-869-4561.
I'm taking Arch Manning in Texas. I believe I had that in the season predictor. It was my only loss. I had Ohio State losing. I think it's going to be a good one. It's going to be fun to watch. And then Louisiana at number 14, USC, who looks awesome 2 weeks
they into the season. They do look good.
They are 30 and a half point favorites.
Give me USC for 16.
I got the Trojans for 16 as well. Let's see, top 25, if we have any other intriguing matchups worth discussing. Number 25, Missouri travels to Kansas Friday night on Fox. Missouri's a 5.5 point favorite.
Give me Missouri.
Missouri. I'm taking Missouri as well. And that is at Kansas. I was making sure when that Arrowhead, I was going to be mad if that Arrowhead, given that the Broncos Chiefs
play there Monday night. Yeah, I can't imagine.
Arizona State travels to Aggieland to face Texas A&M, who's a 15.5 point favorite.
Yeah, give me A&M large.
I got A&M large as well. Alabama, number 13, the country, looked good against whatever cupcake they played. 10.5 point favorites at Kentucky. 3:30 on Saturday.
Give me Bama.
I'm taking Bama as well. Rice travels to number 4 Notre Dame. Notre Dame is 44.5 point favorites. Yeah. Do they cover?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Give me Notre Dame.
Yeah. Yeah. Arizona at number 14, BYU is 7.5 point favorite.
Give me the Cougs.
Taking the Cougs as well. Number 20, Tennessee travels to Georgia Tech, who lost a heartbreaker to Colorado. Did. Tennessee's 11.5 point favorite.
Yeah, give me Tennessee. I was unimpressed with Georgia Tech.
Yeah, they were lucky they were even in the game to win it at the end, because Colorado outplayed them but shot themselves in the foot with a fourth and goal, got stuffed, fumbled a snap one time in the red zone, then got a kick blocked. Mm. Colorado really outplayed them quite a bit. But Arkansas travels number 21. Utah is 13.5 point favorite.
Give me Utah.
I'm taking Utah as well. And then lastly, number 12, Texas Tech, 26.5 point favorite when they travel to Corvallis to face the Oregon State Beavers.
Yeah, give me Tech.
I'm taking Tech as well. Oregon State traveled to Houston and then host Texas Tech to start the season. That's
a tough
pretty
one.
Rough for Jamarcus Shepherd and his head coach.
Yeah, it's his first time ever coaching at the collegiate level, too.
Yeah,
what I saw. So I had that game in one of the four boxes I had on YouTube TV.
Yeah, because it was on – like ESPN2, maybe?
Yeah.
The other day, I watched a couple plays of that game. I watched quite a bit of football over the weekend. So, yep. But should be a fun slate. Mm-hmm. Should be a fun slate for sure.
Before we get into our NFL preview, do you want to get educated here real quick?
I need it. Yep.
On this day in 1896, A.H. Whiting wins the first automobile race held on a closed circuit track in Rhode Island.
A.H. Whiting. I would not have guessed it was in Rhode Island.
I wouldn't either. On this day in a lot of national championships for tennis from in the 40s.
I would not be good at that.
I think you'd be very good at that one.
No matter what decade, let alone the 40s.
Yeah. Not a whole lot of good ones here, which is okay. Probably a lot of football once we get a little later.
Yeah.
Man, I'm in the 50s. Not a whole lot to even talk about. 1960, U.S. sweeps the medals in men's discus at the Rome Olympics.
Go, U.S. discusers. I don't know what you can go on.
This guy.
This guy.
1970, the Chicago White Sox used a record 41 players in a doubleheader. Lose both games. That was back when rosters expanded to a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, it was 40 after September 1, and now it's just 28, which is very okay with me.
Yeah, that's too many.
That's too many. Yeah. On this day in 1979, Entertainment and Sports Programming Network, also known as ESPN, launches. First show is SportsCenter. Now it's just TMZ with a little bit of sports mixed in.
That's a great comparison.
Talk about LeBron James and the Cowboys all day long.
And the Knicks.
In the Knicks. On this day in 1984, Dwight Gooden struck out 11 guys to give him the NL rookie record of 236 strikeouts.
Man, he was good. He would have been even better if he didn't have off-field issues.
Yep. 1986, Dan the Man Marino threw his 100th career touchdown pass, becoming the fastest quarterback in NFL history to do so.
Yeah, he was putting up fantasy football stats.
Oh, yeah.
When he wasn't even really allowed, you know?
Yeah. Back when, wide receiver. Well, I mean, back when allowed,
nobody else did it. Nobody else did it.
So. You could tackle a wide receiver and not get a call, stuff like that. Also, I saw this week in his 17 seasons, he only had one 1,000-yard rusher. And it came in 1990.
Holy cow.
Yeah, it came in 1996 when he was on his last.
That's what got Elway two championships, was finally Terrell Davis in the running game.
Yeah, Dolphins never gave Marino a whole lot to work with there. On this day in 2003, who won the U.S. Open men's tennis?
I think that was Andy Roddick's one and only.
It was his one and only. For as big of a name as he was, he only won one Grand Slam title.
I don't know why that. I always remember because it was either 02 or 03. I knew that. So.
Yep, 2003. Let's see. Who won the Tour Championship on this day in 2020?
Oh, man, that was the COVID year.
COVID year.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Dustin Johnson.
It was by three strokes.
He won the Masters later that year in November.
He's on,
remember that?
Yeah, it was weird.
October, November, whatever it was. October, I think, actually.
And that'll do it for
solid list. That's the On This Day list, which is brought to you by Like It Is every week in 2026 by Blue River Digital. Blue River Digital is a full-service smart marketing agency. They help businesses simplify marketing and grow with intention. Their focus is on system strategy and long-term results, not hype or one-off tactics. They offer digital marketing, website development, graphic design, printing and direct mail, signage and vehicle graphics, corporate apparel, promotional items, and AI and automations. They work with small, medium, and large businesses spanning across the United States with a strong presence in Northern Indiana. Contact them today, 260-248-2749, to see how they can help you and your business with their digital marketing. And before we dive into our season predictions, I have a blind rankings that is NFL related. And I just took five quarterbacks, active starters in the league. And I just want you to rank them, in your opinion, by how good they are.
Okay.
Starting with Jordan Love of the Green Bay Packers.
Four. I think he's a product of LaFleur, which, I mean, it's not a bad thing to be, but I think there's a lot more hype than substance. He's okay. All
right. Since you're kind of a, I want to say, a QB hater.
I am. I've been known that in our friend group chat that I hate all quarterbacks.
You have about three or four quarterbacks you think are good. The rest stink. So
yeah.
CJ Stroud of the Houston Texans.
Five. I think that's an easy five. He is maybe the most. It's hard
easy
to say
five, and you don't know who's coming.
Again, easy five. He had how many turnovers in the postseason and the playoffs?
He did struggle.
He had that great first year, and everyone crowned him the next great thing, and he has stonk since.
He's got a great defense with him.
He does, so yes. Helps.
Caleb Williams.
A ton of arm talent. Mm-hmm. He's also wildly inaccurate. I'm going to put him at two, though. True. I don't know who's coming. He's not one. He's probably going to be better than one of the next two guys is what I'm guessing.
Justin Herbert.
Man, that hurts. Because I think he's a good enough quarterback to get you fired. You see all the tools and all that, but he has no intangibles at all. He's a loser is what I call him. An insane.
I know somebody just threw the remote to television.
Insane physical tools. he's not going to win ever. In my opinion,
I'm interested to see him coexist with McDaniel.
Yeah, and maybe McDaniel will get the most out of him because he got the absolute most out of Tua.
Who is the Falcons starter?
Yeah, Falcons starter. Good luck to you there, which is so crazy because 2 years ago I was defending him with my life.
Injuries, man.
I'm gonna put Herbert one though because I think he's better than Caleb.
I think you're gonna be glad that you put him at one with who I have last, and I know how you feel about this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, three. I'm good with my I'd probably put Lawrence four and Love three.
Okay.
Is what I would do.
But Lawrence definitely over Stroud, in your opinion.
Oh yeah. Lawrence definitely over Stroud. But I think he's a guy that you're never gonna win with, and he's because he was number one overall pick. Obviously he had that huge comeback against Herbert. But I just don't think he's that great of a quarterback. They did have a good year. Maybe Liam Cohen can unlock something more.
Yeah, I think he's a good coach.
I do too. I mean, they had a good year last year. So
originally, instead of Lawrence, I had Jared Goff on the list and crossed him out and put Lawrence instead.
If Goff was on the list, I would have went Goff 1, Herbert 2, Ooh. Williams 3, Love 4, and who and Stroud.
Stroud 5.
Yeah.
If I would have thrown Bo Nix on the list, where would Bo Nix instead of Lawrence, where would you see? He was another name I was thinking. But
4.
4. Instead of Stroud.
I would have him 100%.
And then love.
I would say Love and Nix would have been a coin flip, but I'm
yeah, they're pretty similar, I would say.
I'm not going to give the Bronco the benefit of the doubt.
I left them off on purpose thinking he was going to be 5 automatically. Yeah, so.
It would have just made you mad to have him on the list, yeah. Honestly. Because if he would have started with Nix, I probably would have put him at 5 just to make you mad.
But, yeah. Yeah, it's all good. All good. I could have went with tons of different names, though. Yeah. But,
No, I like that because it's we don't talk about the non-elite guys very often.
And I don't even know who you categorize as elite. What makes them elite, you know?
Just lost my light.
I saw that.
I'm gonna be a little dark here. Elite.
I mean,
Josh Allen.
You gotta go by Super Bowl. Well, Sam Darnold's elite then, but you can't do that.
Darnold's numbers wise, he's not elite. Josh Allen, 100% elite guy. I don't think Mahomes is that guy anymore. I don't think he's an elite guy anymore.
Oh, I think you got it.
He hasn't had a very good year the past 2 years.
I know.
He's still a winner. He's also coming off a pretty bad injury. I'm putting Lamar Jackson as an elite guy. Okay. I mean, he's won 2 MVPs. It's hard not to. Matt Stafford's an elite quarterback.
I agree with you there.
I think that's about it. I think it's a very small. It's not like it was when we were growing up when we had these elite quarterbacks. Now, I think quarterback play has gotten way worse over the years.
Yeah.
But
I think that's a product of college football, to be honest.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, that's even what who said Tom Brady said that. John Gruden said that.
Yep.
Too
much RPO game, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't RPO have to game. Think as much. Yeah.
Nope. But that is the Blind Reggie segment, which is brought to you by Proformer Print 2 Promo Group. If you're looking for a trustworthy, dependable resource for next trade show, company picnic, or sales meeting in 2026 or 2027, Proformer Print 2 Promo Group has over 50 years combined experience in promotional products and commercial print. They strive for fast and efficient response to all your print needs, so you look no further. Let them be your one-source print and promotional company today by giving Barbara Van Weinsberg a call at 574-210-3815. We have our season predictions to do and our week one picks and comments.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Who do you want to start with? What division?
Let's see which one I have up here first. Let's go with the AFC North.
AFC North. I do this every year with the Baltimore Ravens, but I have them winning it at 13-4.
I got the Ravens second in the division at 12-5, 4-2 in the division. Okay, I like them. I like them a lot.
I like new head coach Jesse Minter. It was time for a change.
100%.
John had kind of it's just time.
A lot
it's
of new time. Faces in the AFC North this year.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I have the Cincinnati Bengals. I do this every year with the Bengals. And I don't think they're going to be as good as I have.
Yeah.
I have them number one in the AFC at 14-3. 4-2 in the division.
I have the Bengals. I love
myself some Joe Burrow.
You do. That defense is not going to stop anyone.
That's the problem.
However, I also have Cincinnati very good. I have them at 12-5 and finish second.
Makes me feel a little better.
So, we're pretty close there.
And sometimes, we're just going week by week, and I'm like, I like that matchup. Oh, they got them at home. I like that. So,
yep, definitely. It seems like I always give the benefit to the home team, probably way more in the NFL than I should. Because there's less home field advantage in the NFL than there is college 100%. Football for sure.
100%.
But
I assume we both have the Steelers third in the division.
Yeah, I think they'll be mediocre like they've always been, 7-10. I just think them.
I got them 10-7, but outside the playoffs.
Okay.
4-2 also in the division.
Mike McCarthy's as mediocre as it gets, although he's won a lot of games in his career.
He and Aaron Rodgers have
maybe
done well together.
Maybe the last dance for those guys. I think it definitely is for Rodgers.
Yeah.
Obviously, McCarthy's going to hang around for a little bit. But
yeah.
Do you have the Cleveland Browns winning a game?
1-16.
I also have them 1-16. I think they will be putrid. I think their decision to make Deshaun Watson the starting quarterback made sense because I think the rest of the quarterbacks stink. The decision to make him one of the 5 captains is just horrible.
Yeah, it's a bad look on the franchise.
Bad look.
I think he's better than Shadir. He's better than Dylan Gabriel. Mm-hmm. He still stinks, though. He's just had too much baggage off the field.
Yep.
Injured too much. He's not who he was in Houston. That Deshaun was way different quarterback on the field. Yep. I think they're going to be awful.
I do, too.
Arch Manning camp.
Watch. They might pull an Eli and not let him go there.
Wouldn't blame him.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
I guess I need to get the blind ranking segment down there. What division do you want to go do next?
Let's go AFC South.
AFC South. Who do you have winning the South?
I have the Houston Texans winning the South at 10-7.
Right there with you, 11-6, 5-1 in the division. I'm not a huge believer in Stroud, but I think that's the best defense.
Yeah, I would say it's a top three at least. Yes. with Denver and the LA Rams. Yep. For sure. Yes, D'Amico Ryan's a heck of a coach. I don't believe in Stroud. I think he's good enough to win that division because I think that division's pretty
poor. I don't think they have a good enough offense around him either.
No, I don't think they have the weapons, running game, any of that. So they're going to have to win with defense, which you can for sure. Yep. But I have the Jacksonville Jaguars finishing second at 8-9.
I got them second at 10-7, 4-2 in division, but they just missed the playoffs. I have them as eighth in AFC.
I have the Colts at 6-11.
I got them at 5-12, 2-4 in the division. A tough schedule. Looking at their schedule, the first three games are brutal.
Daniel Jones coming off a horrific Achilles injury, and I don't think he's that good anyway. He was starting to wake up and be kind of Daniel Jones of normal after the first six games.
They got some decent weapons for him to throw to. They got a really good running back, an okay line. Their depth on defense is horrendous.
I think that Sauce Gardner trade, they'll look back in three or four years and say that was bad.
2 years in a row, you can't pick anybody in the first round?
Yeah, for Sauce Gardner. Yeah, that's rough. We both have the Titans finishing fourth. I have them at 5-12.
I got them at 4-13, 1-5 in division, but I think they're going to be a lot more competitive.
I do, too. I like Robert Saleh. I think Brian Daboll is a good offensive coordinator, not a good head coach.
Yep.
Second year, Cam Ward, they got him some weapons, took the Ohio State guy fourth overall, Carnell Tate.
Mm-hmm.
I think they will be more competitive, and I wouldn't be surprised if they finish maybe second. I don't think they're gonna be very good, but maybe second.
Even if they finish last, I think the other teams in the division go, okay, Tennessee's starting to come.
Yeah.
Come on, here we go.
Agreed. So agreed. What division next?
Which one? Let's go AFC West.
AFC West, who you have winning? I don't even know why I asked you that question.
Well, it's one of my bold predictions for the year.
Yeah, you kind of had to.
I got the Broncos at 13-4.
Okay.
4-2 in the division.
I have the Chargers winning the division at 11-6. I just ripped on Herbert.
You did.
And then I have them winning the division. They must have had the tiebreaker over Denver because I have them finishing second at 11-6.
Probably
and making the playoffs. So
I got the Chargers making it 7th seed, 10-7, 4-2 in the division.
Okay.
I think they're going to be good.
I have the Chiefs third, missing the playoffs at 10-7.
I got them 11-6 as a 6th seed, 4-2. So I have Denver, LA, and Kansas City all going 4-2 in the division.
Wow. So, yeah, I think this division will be very, very good. Yeah. And it wouldn't surprise me if either of the three win that division. Now, I think it's pretty clear who's going to finish last, and that's the Raiders.
And I think they'll be better.
I do, too.
But I got them at 2-15, 0-6, which I was surprised they only had them win two games. I felt like I had them win five, and then looked at it was two.
I am 4-13. You have Cousins is going to start the year. I imagine it'll probably go to depending on how the first four or five games go.
Yep.
I assume Mendoza will be in there soon.
It's got to be. Soon they don't start. I
think it's stupid to start a veteran when you take a guy number one overall. Just let Mendoza. What's it going to do after four games? Nothing.
Right. That's what the Titans did last year. Just let Cam Ward go.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's what you have to do. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make sense. I have them 4-13. AFC East, who do you have winning it?
I got the Bills at 13-4, 5-1 in the division.
I have the Bills winning the AFC or getting the one seed in the AFC, going 14-3.
Yeah, I think they're going to be pretty good.
I do, too. New stadium, so I'm hoping it will take away a little bit of the home field advantage.
Yeah.
It gets loud.
Second, I got New England Patriots, the defending AFC champs, going 10-7, but missing the playoffs.
I have the Patriots also at 10-7, but I have them making the playoffs. So I was hoping I wouldn't have them in it, but I made a point to not look at the records as I was going so I could do it.
I tried to too.
Without skewing my brain.
Yeah. I have them 5-1 in the division. I even have them beating Buffalo once, but they're just struggling outside the division. Yeah. So
I have the Jets finishing third at 2-15.
I got a 4-13, but 1-5 in the division.
Okay. So we both have the Dolphins finishing last. I've been saying 2-15, baby, forever. And sure enough, I have them at 2-15, baby. Finishing last. They're going
to
stink.
I got them at 1-16, and I swear to God I had to win in three games. I didn't know that one. I think that one was Cleveland.
Well,
they play Cleveland. Do they play Cleveland?
I don't know, honestly. This is the least amount I've followed the Dolphins.
They're 1-5 in the division, so I haven't beaten the Jets.
Yeah, I'm beating the Jets. I haven't beaten the Jets, and I want to say I do have them beaten Cleveland. They play
Cleveland? God, is that Cleveland's one win ahead of them? Oh, my. Sorry.
Dolphins play Cincinnati, I know, but I don't know if that means that they play the
North.
It doesn't matter. They're going to
They won't be 1-16, though. That
Maybe. Who knows? Their coach even said this year's success is not going to be dependent on wins and losses, which usually tells you that they think they're going to be pretty bad.
Yeah.
Too. But
you want to go off the playoff picture for the AFC?
Let's do it.
All right. I got to pull up my wild card round. I have the Bengals as the one seed, so they get the bye. I have the 2-seed Broncos beating the 7-seed Chargers. I have the I got to go to the next week to see this. Darn it. I have the 4-seed Texans beating the 5-seed Ravens and the 3-seed Bills beating the 6-seed Chiefs.
I have the 5-seed Bengals beating the 4-seed Texans. I have the 6-seed Broncos beating the 3-seed Chargers. And then I have the 2-seed Baltimore beating the 7-seed New England.
So we're pretty similar there. Okay, where's the freaking? And then I have the Broncos over the Bills, and I have the Texans upsetting the Bengals.
I have the Ravens over Bengals, and I have Buffalo over Denver.
And I got my orange and blue goggles on this year. I got Denver beating Houston and going to Super Bowl 61.
I have the Bills getting both AFC and NFC. I have the 1-2 seeds making the conference championships. So I'm boring this year.
No,
that's chalky.
Yeah.
Give me the Bills over Baltimore, and they go to a Super Bowl. Maybe this will be the year for Allen. Who knows?
It's the window's closing.
I agree.
NFC. What division are we starting with?
Let's start with the East. Here I have the Eagles beating
this division.
I do too. And of course, the first Sunday night game is Dallas and
New York.
I have the Philadelphia Eagles winning the division at 15-2.
I got them 14-3, 5-1 winning the division.
I have Dallas finishing second at 10-7, but missing the playoffs.
Me too. 5-1 division, 10-7, but 9 seed. Sorry, Dallas.
Washington Commanders, I think they had their 1 year wonder 2 years ago and they've fallen back 7-10.
I got the Giants 5-12.
Oh. I have the Giants finishing last at 4-13. So
I got the Commanders 3-14. I don't believe in them. Yeah. I don't know what to think of Jaden Daniels yet.
I don't either. NFC West, I think the best team in football on paper anyway, especially Aaron Donald announced he's coming back. That'll just be Miles Garrett and Aaron Donald.
$20 million contract with a chance to make 30?
Yeah, scary. After taking a year off. I mean, he posted videos of him training for a long time, and he's as ripped as he's ever been.
Yep.
Rams, 15-2.
I got him 15-2, one seed in the NFC, 5-1 in the division.
I was surprised with this. I have had the Niners finishing second in the division at 12-5.
You know me. Every year, I'm like, Niners.
Yep, me too.
I have them 11-6, 3-3 division, third in the division, missing the playoffs.
At 11-6.
At 11-6.
That's brutal. Yeah. I have Seattle making the playoffs as the third team in the West, finishing 12-5.
I got them 13-4, 4-2 division. I think they're going to be really good again.
I do too. And then the Arizona Cardinals, I think they'll be battling with the Browns, Dolphins, Jets for that number one overall pick. I have the Cardinals at 1-16.
I got them 3-14, but not winning a game in the division.
Yeah. NFC North, who do you have winning?
I have the Detroit Lions at 13-4, but 3-3 in the division.
I have them at 13-4 in winning the NFC North as well. I have the Packers finishing second at 12-5.
I have the Bears strictly tiebreaker over the Packers. I have them both 12-5, 4-2 in division, both making the playoffs. But Bears second, Packers third.
Bears fans are going to hate me. I have them finishing third. I haven't been good. I'm 10-7, but missing the playoffs this year.
I got the Vikings 6-11, 1-5 in the division.
I have the Vikings 6-11 as well and finishing fourth. Yeah, they chose Kyler Murray over J.J. McCarthy, which makes sense because, yeah, J.J. stinks, but I think they'll be bad. Last division here, NFC South. Who do you have winning it?
I have all teams stinking in this division. I feel bad about it. I have the Tampa Bay 8-9 winning the division.
Oh, boy. I have Tampa Bay 10-7 winning
the
division.
That's more like it.
But I just, I mean, I think one of my bold predictions was a team would go worst to first, and I thought it'd be New Orleans. I have them being okay at 9-8, finishing second, but missing the playoffs.
I got the Panthers at 7-10, but 5-1 in the division.
Man.
It's just when you win your division, you play tougher teams outside of your division.
Yeah.
Then I got the Saints at 6-11, 2-4 in the division.
I have Panthers 6-11, finishing third, and then I have Atlanta dead last at 4-13.
I got them 3-14, 2-4 in the division.
Yeah, I think they'll stink.
I didn't think it mattered who they went with quarterback.
Nope, I agree. NFC playoffs, who you have?
Yeah, I got to close my file. Now I got to go back and
I'll start here real quick.
Yeah,
I have the five-seed Niners beating the four-seeded Tampa Bay Bucks. I have the six-seeded Seattle Seahawks beating the three-seeded Detroit Lions. And I have the two-seeded Philadelphia Eagles beating the seven-seeded Green Bay Packers to move on.
I have the Rams, of course, getting the bye. I have the six-seeded Bears defeating the three-seeded Lions. I have the two-seeded Eagles defeating the seven-seed Packers. And I got the five-seeded Seahawks defeating the four-seeded Buccaneers.
I have the two-seeded Eagles beating the five-seeded Niners, the one-seed Rams moving on against the six-seed Seattle Seahawks.
I got bold and spicy with this in the division. I have the five-seeded Seahawks upsetting the two-seeded Eagles and the six-seeded Bears taking down the one-seeded Rams.
I'd be miserable living around here with that happening. And then I have the one-seeded L.A. Rams beating the two-seed Philadelphia Eagles.
So I have the Bears upsetting the Lions. The Bears upsetting the Rams. It ends. I have the Seahawks defending the NFC Championship, going back. So Seahawks, Broncos, a rematch of Super Bowl 48 and Super Bowl 61 on Valentine's Day.
How's that going to work for you if they're in it?
We'd figure it out. And I got the Broncos winning it all. I'm going all in this year, and I'm going to be hurt going all in.
I have the Rams winning it all this year, I think. On paper, they're the best.
On paper, they are definitely the best. Yeah.
So, NFL Pick'em Week 1. I've been waiting for this for 8 months, it feels
you
like.
You slaughtered me last year.
I did. I think that's like 10 years in a row, it feels like.
Probably. This is our 10th one we've done.
Yeah. I don't know if we – did we do Pick'em the whole time?
Well, 2017, so
– we started. Because I remember we'd bring out the championship belt for whoever won each week, and they got to wear it, that sort of stuff. Week 1, we have Wednesday night game, New England Patriots at Seattle Seahawks. I thought that was the Thursday, and the Australia game was the Wednesday, but I was wrong.
Yeah, it's a weird one. Super Bowl rematch. I got Seahawks for 4.
I have the Seahawks for 10. I just don't believe in New England, although I do have them in the playoffs. San Francisco 49ers versus the LA Rams in Australia.
Yeah, technically a Rams home game. I read today that the Divas coordinator for the Niners,
Raheem Morris
missed his birthday because they left on September 2nd to get to Australia, got there the morning of September 4th. His 50th birthday is on September 3rd. Yeah, that stinks.
That's rough.
I'm sure they celebrated him up in the air. Give me the Rams, but for 5. I think this is a good game.
Give me the Rams for 4. I do too, as well. Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Cincinnati Bengals.
I like the Bengals for 7.
I have the Bengals for 2. It's hard to do week 1 because you see more upsets and stuff like that, so it's kind of hard. New Orleans Saints at the Detroit Lions.
Got the Lions for 13.
I have Lions for 13 as well. New York Jets at the Tennessee Titans.
Titans for 8.
I have the Titans for 1.
Haven't picked them that high for a long time.
Baltimore Ravens at Indianapolis Colts.
Got the Ravens for 10.
I have the Ravens for 12. Atlanta Falcons at the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Got the Steelers for 14.
I have the Steelers for 11. Chicago Bears at the Carolina Panthers.
Bears for 6.
I have the Bears for 6 as well. Cleveland Browns at the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Jaguars for 16.
I have Jags for 15. Buffalo Bills at the Houston Texans.
Bills for 2.
Bills for 7. Miami Dolphins at the Vegas Raiders.
I hope I'm wrong. Raiders for 3.
I have Raiders for 14. Green Bay Packers at the Minnesota Vikings.
Packers for 9.
Packers for 5. Minnesota's favored last time I checked in that one, which was kind of weird. Yeah. Washington Commanders at the Philadelphia Eagles.
Eagles for 12.
I have Eagles for 9. Arizona Cardinals at the LA Chargers.
Chargers for 15.
I have Chargers for 16. Dallas Cowboys at the New York Giants.
Cowboys for 11.
I have Cowboys for 8. Denver Broncos at the Kansas City Chiefs.
Pick the Chiefs to beat them in the season predictions. Mm-hmm. We'll go Broncos for 1.
I have Chiefs for 3 in that one.
Yeah, I'm not looking for
that. I think it's coin flip, though.
Get Arrowhead out of the way. That's all I'm looking at.
It's nice to do it in the first week of this year instead of having to go there in like December when it really matters. Yep. Birdie or bogey, there are 3 head coaches in the AP era to have won a national title in their first year as head coach. Name 2 of them.
Urban Meyer at Florida.
Negative.
Oh, no. I was so confident in that one. It must have been a second year. Must have been a second year. Wow. First year to win a title. I can't think. Give them to me. I'll take a bogey.
Both guys coached at Miami when they did it. Dennis Erickson in 1989.
Oh, nope.
And Larry Coker in 2001.
I thought Coker, but I didn't think that was his first year. Because I almost said Trestle, and I'm like, it wasn't Trestle's first year. It was his second year.
Yeah.
Darn it. Good guess. I would have never... Probably should have got Coker. Would never got Erickson. Good question.
I probably wouldn't have gotten. I wouldn't even thought.
Man, I was so confident in Urban. That must have been his second year when they beat Ohio State. That must have been his second year.
Thanks for watching the Tan and J-Man Show. Happy NFL opening week. Have a fantastic week, everybody. And we'll be back at her next Monday.